Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You're listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. And as always, I'm glad you're here with me today. Another day. Don't know if your day is just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down one way or another. You're listening to me right now. Here we are. So grateful that I have another day. So grateful I'm not fighting the urge to drink or use drugs today. You have to keep in mind when you're listening to this show that I'm constantly trying to put words to things that are beyond words. The experience I'm having in Alcoholics Anonymous is so much better than anything I could ever explain to you. It's so much better than any words I could ever come up with. It's so much better. Every attempt to describe what's happening in my life as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous really fails. I'm used to it. That's how it is. I don't see that changing. It's an experience that is just so amazing. And anyone can have it. And that belief is what drives me to do all the sharing about it that I do. Maybe you are telling yourself that you're stuck. And I have a lot of experience with that. Turns out I was never stuck. I was just not wanting to let go of something, not wanting what I knew was the right answer to be the right answer. And or I was lazy, procrastinating, afraid. So I made myself stuck. I wasn't actually stuck. I could have moved at any time. But these selfish thoughts kept me in chains. And maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you feel stuck. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know what to do. I really almost never believe that is true. Based on all my own inventories and all my conversations and all the counseling that I've done over the years and all the conversations I've listened to and the inventories I've been so blessed to hear, I really don't think that's normally true, that someone doesn't know what to do. They don't want to do. They know what to do, but some selfish reason, usually, that I didn't want to do it. That's what kept me from doing things back in the day. Not like that today. To the best of my understanding, when I see some self-centered thought, kill it. And I kill it not by thinking, but by action. By unselfish, constructive action. So maybe you feel that way. I don't know. It was a huge relief to me when I learned that I really wasn't confused. It's very empowering. I have found the realization of the fact that, in general, people are doing exactly what they want to do. And that was always the case with me. That set me free. I remember one time I was in a bookstore, and I do not remember what the book was. It was a long time ago. I was probably 19, newly sober, mind was expanding. I was trying to keep it open. I was thumbing through a book, and it was a book of quotes. One of the quotes, it stung me. And I never forgot it. This is, I was 19, I said, so this was like 2 or 3 years ago. No, this is like 1990. And the quote, it stung my heart. Also, really changed me, because my heart recognized it as the truth. And it said, if you're doing something that you don't want to do, realize that you're lying. That messed me up. So I was like, okay. So I do want to be doing what I'm doing? Now, that was a long time ago. I might be butchering that somewhat. But the point was, you're doing what you want to be doing. And that changed me, because at that time I don't want to go to work, you know, but you do want to go to work. No, I don't want to go to work. Well, then don't go. Yeah, but if I don't go, I followed that logic until I want to go to work because what I'm getting from going to work is a bigger priority than what would happen if I didn't go to work. I mean, it's making, you're making a decision to do something and you're doing it, even if you hate it, you're doing it because you're getting something out of it and blah, 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 blah. But it was really, really freeing. And the reason I'm talking about all this is because if you are feeling like you're stuck, I think you want to be. All the times I was ever stuck, looking back, I wanted to be stuck. I was getting something out of not doing anything. There's a lot of perks to not doing shit that really aren't talked about and celebrated enough. But there's a lot people get out of not doing anything. When I realized that I was getting something out of being stuck, I got unstuck. Something. Getting something out of it. If you're honest with yourself, I think you know what it is. There's some bullshit you can keep doing. Or there's some responsibility you get to avoid. All the times I have ever made myself be stuck, it was always one or both of those things. So, something you know you shouldn't avoid that you're avoiding, or something you know you shouldn't be doing that you get to keep doing by being stuck. We don't know how long we have. We don't know how long this life's going to be. We don't know. This could be it. This is it. This is the time. Right now. This is the time. Right now. Starting gun has gone off. This is life. Is this our last day? For the intents and purposes of the things that I talk about on this podcast, I try to live as if it is my last day. I really do. Is there anyone that I could make an amends to today? Does anyone not? Am I withholding love from anyone? Do I owe someone an apology? Am I not accepting an apology that I should? Being hard on someone that I shouldn't? This is it, man. In my relationships, am I trying to be the best partner? Am I taking them for granted? Am I taking my friends for granted? Do I only reach out to people when I need something? Am I only thinking about the people who are challenging to me Am I giving any mind to the people who aren't? Am I thanking them for not being challenging to me? For being loving? Am I thanking the people who are out there who regularly contribute to the canvas of my life? Or am I taking them for granted? Is there anyone who could use a I love you? Is there anyone who could use a little I'm thinking of you? A little text? A quick call? Something? Because this is it. I remember, it's been a little while now, crazy. Last October, I had a stroke. I was in the hospital, laying there. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I didn't know. I couldn't speak. And all these people running around frantically, hooking wires up to me. Wheeling me around. Conducting test after test. I lay there and I thought to myself, does everyone that I love know that I love them today? And the answer that I had was a very comforting, because it was yes. I think everybody that I am capable of telling that I love today knows that I love them because of my behavior and sometimes my words. And that was very comforting. So, the point of this is hopefully one person is listening who is inspired by this conversation and maybe gets up off of his or her ass, starts taking ownership and responsibility in a way that weren't doing before. That was the goal. I don't know. Whether or not that happens, that's not up to me. But that was my goal. But you know what? I don't know. I'm just one ding ding. I'm a Polish, blessed, lucky alcoholic. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. Nothing special. I know very little about anything. I'm learning all the time. Still have character defects, selfishness, trying to grow, trying to do better today. If history repeats itself, I will be appalled at the amount of selfishness I have right now that I can't see. Ugh, it just keeps going on. But anyways, that's it. I think that's done. I think I'm done for the day. I think that's it. There's enough chaos and confusion and turmoil and anger and fear happening. So I'm going to try to create a little space on the earth where there is none of that today. That's what I'm going to try and do. Because I know everything's okay. God's shown that to me. I trust it now. Everything's okay. So, if anyone needed to hear that, there it is. On that note, I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same.